slew of city bankruptcies, raising concerns that many more could soon follow. We're talking about California, of course. Three just in California this summer alone, prompting Moody's to review debt ratings of dozens of those cities in that state. Cities, it says, are facing serious financial distress thanks to a failing real estate market and lack of state oversight. Joining me now, Tim Cavanaugh, the managing editor of Reason.com and a former online editor of the LA Times. Welcome to the show. Great to have you here, Tim. So it's like an epidemic out there in California. What's going on? Why are all these cities going bust?
Because of their pension obligations. It's a familiar story that got a lot of attention in 2010, a little less in 2011, unfortunately, but we have all of these cities are way on the hook to pay for pension and health benefits for city employees and state employees and public employees more generally. And that's across the board, teachers, cops, et cetera.
Here's what Moody's had to say. The risk of default on muni bonds in California is rising. Across the board, rating revisions are possible. Additional negative rating actions are also possible for individual cities. What is this going to mean for California and also for muni bond investors?
It could mean a lot of things. California, I don't think you've seen the last of them. These are not small cities. And San Bernardino and Stockton and Vallejo, which went bankrupt a couple years ago, those are fairly large cities, and it's also happening, unfortunately, in small towns in California too. And also, unfortunately, the state has been moving to make it harder for cities to declare bankruptcy, and specifically moving to make it harder to discharge pension and other debts to public workers in a bankruptcy filing. And there's a lot of jurisprudence on that going way back, and it is hard, even in bankruptcy, to get out of these debts. Unfortunately, those are the debts that are really crushing all of these cities and the state and many other states.
Tom Dressler, the California Treasurer's spokesman, he had this to say defending these cities. He says there's the notion that there's a rising willingness to stiff bondholders, it's not accurate. No city wants to endure the reputational stain of taking that route. It goes beyond reputation. It closes the market to you for a long time. You know, I guess that's true. On the other hand, if you're the poor sod who has to raise taxes on a bunch of people in your city, you just may not want to go down that road.
Yeah, this is one of these things that, you know, we have nothing to fear, really. I mean, bankruptcy is a long recognized and honorable, maybe not
honorable?
Totally honorable, but a recognized way to get out of crushing
debt obligations. Maybe in California it's honorable, my friend, but not here on the East Coast.
You know what? Donald Trump is not a Californian, all right? And this is, and the problem at hand is not specific to California. We're seeing the same thing. Scranton, Pennsylvania is edging toward bankruptcy. Jefferson County, Alabama is in a landmark court case over it. Only 24 states allow cities to go bankrupt at all. And interestingly, Fitch's, another rating agency, has recently stopped drawing a distinction between states that illegally allow municipal bankruptcy and those that do not, because it says one way or the other, if you have to go bankrupt, it's going to happen.
Well, I'm picking on California here, but you're absolutely right. The truth is it's happening all over the country. And now we're starting to see the real picture of what's going on. Municipal defaults are becoming more and more common than reported. There's actually a lot of these serious financial problems are really flying under the radar. Take a look at this. I mean, you can see here, this is a Federal Reserve report from the Bank of New York, Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Thousands, literally thousands of municipalities having real trouble here. What do you make of that? I mean, at the end of the day, do you think we're going to be able to overcome this anytime soon without some kind of major change in the funding mechanisms for these cities and townships and states?
Well, I worry about the major changes in the funding mechanisms. Jefferson County, Alabama, for example, they're suing to restore a local tax that they say will get them back into balance. I mean, California has the beginning of the new fiscal year, is short by tens of millions of dollars in how much it is collecting in taxes. So I don't think that raising taxes is going to get us out of this. In many cases, we'll leave aside the question of honor for a minute and just say bankruptcy is the best way out. It is the fairest way out to the taxpayers.
I don't know about that.
It is.
I think you should pay your debts. That's what I think. And I think that some of these agreements with unions should be renegotiated, because you know what? You can't retire at 50 with 90% of your pay. I mean, come on. Nobody in the private sector does that.
there, if you want to renegotiate those contracts, bankruptcy is the only All right. way to do it. And even bankruptcy might not work because of the way the laws are written. They try and make even those ironclad. These are very tough contracts that we have,
Where
not just in California,
will.
But everywhere for pensions.
We will find a way. Tim, thanks for coming on tonight. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.